Mark As-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Esteemed listeners of Mark As-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our segment, our hadith segment, Riyadu Salihin. Today we continue with hadith 216 of our chapter on oppression. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa an Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu qal, lamma kana yawmu khaybar, أقبل نفر من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Let's not forget to recite صلى الله عليه وسلم. As we saw the beautiful rain yesterday, we can also have blessings upon us constantly by reciting, by making this tongue wet with the durood of Nabi Kareem Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the opposite, we don't like to be called a bakhil, a miser, no person likes to be called a miser. Then when the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken, then you do not recite durood. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this person here is a bakhil. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu mentions, lamma kana yawmu khaybar, on the day of the battle of Khaybar. Now when did the battle of Khaybar take place? It took place in the year, the 6th of the Hijri calendar, the 6th year of the Hijri calendar, after the Muslims returned from Hudaybiyah. So, أَقْبَلَ نَفَرٌ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. A group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they came to him and they said, فَقَالُوا فُلَانٌ شَهِيدٌ وَفُلَانٌ شَهِيدٌ حَتَّى مَرُّوا عَلَى رَجُلٍ فَقَالُوا فُلَانٌ شَهِيدٌ. They came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, so and so is a martyr, so and so is a martyr. When they passed by another man, they said, so and so is a martyr. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kalla, never. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never. Inni ra'aytuhu fi an-nar fi burdatin ghallaha aw aba'atan. Never I saw him in the hellfire because of a sheet or a cloak which he stole. I saw him in the hellfire because of a sheet or a cloak which he stole. Now what's the meaning here of, and why was there so much of emphasis placed on this here? You have to understand something. A person does a crime, a person does a sin in a particular place, in a house, in his own house for example. It's bad, it's evil, he committed a major crime. But now you're in the masjid, now you're in the next to the Kaaba, and still you have these thoughts and you're acting upon those thoughts. You're making tawaf and you see this female and you're trying to sneak in behind her. In front of the Kaaba you have no sharam, no haya. So the crime is evil, but it becomes, or it is multiplied much more, because at this place which is filled with honor, and then too you don't have that sharam and that haya to contain, to maintain yourself. If you can't have it there, then where are you going to have it? So it is multiplied. That is why you are in Medina and you do a good action in the holy lands, you perform a salah in Makkah, Medina, it's multiplied. And when you do a sin as well, it's also the same, multiplied. On the battlefield, it is a jihad, it is a battle, and some booty comes in, some wealth comes in. The Muslims have defeated their opponents. You have to understand that the most pure wealth that you can get is that wealth. One of the most purest of wealth that you can get, it is that wealth, because remember, you are fighting, it is a proper jihad, not a cooked up jihad where Muslims are fighting Muslims. It is a proper, it meets, fulfills the conditions of jihad. Booty wealth comes in, it hasn't yet been distributed, and it's just come in now. That wealth is pure. Because why? It has come out of the hands of the kuffar, and now there's no real owner to it. And it's going to be distributed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will distribute it. So it's pure wealth. And to understand what's pure wealth, you have to understand this here. See, I purchased a phone from a person. I purchased this phone at a nice price. It wasn't a giveaway, but it was really, really cheaper than normal. Little did I know that that phone was stolen. So can you see that contamination that takes place? That wealth is contaminated, right? Once we asked our Ustad Sayyid Mulana Suleiman Chok, Sayyid Ahmad Barakatu, that if you look at the lives of the pious, and you see that they were so productive, in the least amount of time, they got so much of the work done. It's unbelievable. Yet the hours in the day, the minutes in the day, it's both the same. If you count our seconds, our minutes, our hours of the day, and their hours, it's both the same. There's no difference. So how come that they could do so much in so little time? They had so much of barakah in their time. We understand barakah. We don't understand how it works, how it operates, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, and we cannot understand how it functions. But definitely we believe 100% in barakah. So there is this concept of barakah. But explain to us, what has taken the barakah out of our lives? So our Ustad told us that, look, you see, before, there was the wealth, everything was 100%. Wealth does not mean what's in your pocket only. In your house, everything, what is there, you know that it came from an authentic source and it is 100%. There's no doubt in it. But the times are such that we may consider it, and this should not create doubt in our minds for every little thing, but to understand why barakah is slowly, slowly being more and more absent from our lives. As it mentions that this is one factor. That look, you see, this has come into your possession from inheritance. But that inheritance was not done appropriately, right? It was not done correctly. Everyone was just taking what they felt. Okay, I like this, I like that. No agreements, nothing. Sometimes you were taking something and that person didn't like it. That you're taking it, they actually wanted it for themselves. And they will show you a good face, gee, take whatever you want, but in their hearts it's burning. How come you're getting this? That is why in inheritance, the ideal way is to say, okay, I'm giving you this money here. Thereafter, if you want to give it to me, you want to give it as a gift to me, you can do whatever you want to. But here's it here, I'm giving it to you. To do it according to the Sharia, according to how it's supposed to be stipulated, the person takes possession, thereafter you want to give it in sadaqah, you want to give it to me, whatever you want to do, we'll speak about it then. But as long as I know you took it in possession, you cannot come and accuse me one day and say, I did not give it to you. We have to cover all these open cans. So a person comes and he takes possession of an item that is in, supposedly, in inheritance, but it was unlawful for him because it was not distributed in the correct manner. So he's got a beautiful couch in his house, but that couch did not belong to him. This takes out the barakah of time. This is what Hazrat was explaining to us. This takes out the barakah. You got a nice, beautiful microwave. You took it, but it wasn't supposed to be for you. It's supposed to be, it wasn't distributed correctly. This is one of the reasons why there's no barakah in time. And it makes 100% sense. You want the pleasure of Allah. Remember, to earn the curses of Allah means that you are distant. You are distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To earn the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that you are getting closer to Him. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make us all the chosen servants and the chosen beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will give you barakah in your time, in everything. But when you are becoming distanced and that you are focusing on short, small, little worldly benefits, then you're going to be deprived of all of this. So the wealth was 100%. It was said about Mulana Ashraf Ali Tanwi rahmatullah alayh. His father was wealthy, but he didn't take a share. He didn't take his share, even his lawful share, he didn't take it. So to be worried, to be concerned that I want to take what is 100% pure. In the short term, if you look at the system of interest, you may think that quick money, but look in the long run. Go see those same people who take money from interest, see their lives later. If they don't repent and they don't mend their ways, see how they suffer later. So when they're driving that car for those few months, it looks all rosy. But see afterwards how they suffer. Then you actually feel sorry for them, that why did they even do that? And people, they're not happy for you really. So you want to please people who are never going to be happy with you, with wealth which is not even yours. So when our possessions, now he says, Hazrat Mullah Suleiman Choksi Damat Barakatuh says, now remember, that has come into you. So he said a couch came into your possession. Now take it, you pass away, Allah forbid, at that time. Then now the same couch goes into the possession of your children. So can you see now it's having a ripple effect from one to the next, from one to the next. And like this, how much of unlawful items have we accumulated? That is why. So you need to understand, let's draw your attention back here now to this hadith. The booty of the war, when the Muslim defeats, or the Muslim army defeats their opponents on the proper jihad, the booty that comes in is 100% pure. Because there is nobody has had a hand in that share now. Nobody has touched that wealth now. It's going to be distributed fairly. And when there is now, when there is inconsistency, when someone decides to use or take something, even it may be small, this is a major, major crime. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said with regards, everyone was saying, that person is a shaheed, look at him, shaheed. Like how we say, a person passed away, and he passed away in sajda, oh, mashallah, what a good death. Yes, you have to think, you have to see the outward, mashallah, you will say mashallah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what came to him was 100%, and what he said was 100%. So with regards to this person, they were saying, Fulanun shaheedun, Fulanun shaheedun. Faqala an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kalla, إني رأيته في النار في بردة غلها أو عباءة. Never I saw him in the hellfire because of a sheet or cloak which he stole. So outwardly, we can be propagating, we can be doing all the good. I address myself firstly, but these affairs, we need to correct it immediately. May Allah grant us the tawfiq and the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.